Hi, and welcome to the Non-Aligned Heathen. First, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm not going to introduce myself by name, but I will introduce my politics. A lot of you out there are probably wondering, what is a non-aligned heathen? Well, I'm an Asatru practitioner who doesn't abide by any political ideology. I mean, when I was back in my late teens, early 20s, I was heavily into Marxism. I believed it all. I believed that one day we could have a world ran by a liberty-loving communist society. But as the days wore on, and weeks and years, and just conversing with different Marxists, there's a ton of different flavors of Marxism out there. I mean, you have your Stalinism, you have your Leninism, you have your Trotskyism, you have your Maoism, and then Kimism, which is the North Korean version of Marxism. So you have all those out there, and different people abiding by different standards within Marxism. You have religious Marxists, you have atheist Marxists. And of course, the whole point of Marxism is that to develop a utopia where people wouldn't need religion. Yeah, it just seems unrealistic to me. I mean, great, you can create a world where people barely work and everything's done for them by machines, but in a world of abundance. Great, yeah, you can do that, but what about death? Yeah, sure, we can create immortality. We can beat aging and all that stuff with scientific technology. Great. But still, there's ultimate mysteries in the universe that science has yet to explain. I mean, right now, we have the whole creation of the universe, Big Bang. But what came before the Big Bang? What created the whole multiverse? A lot of questions, not enough answers. Religion isn't going away, unless you force it to. Now, I'm no anti-science person. Hell, I'm going to school for it. A lot of people will ask questions about that. How can you believe in a bunch of gods whilst adhering to science? That's a question to be answered in another podcast, which is probably going to be one after this. We'll see. We'll see if not, Trump doesn't fumble football across the yard and create even more problems. That's another fish to deal with in a future podcast. This is more of an introduction. So let's get back to it. Okay, so I started becoming disillusioned with Marxism and started realizing that it wasn't for me. It's too unrealistic, too utopian. And utopia requires that everyone thinks the same. No one thinks the same. Everyone thinks differently. Even the person next to you who you think thinks similar to you still thinks differently than you. Because that's just the aspect of the individual. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole individualism versus hyper-individualism and all that. Once again, that's another podcast. I'll get to that. So I became disillusioned with Marxism. And I kind of just went into more of a democratic socialist phase. Well, that seems a little bit more realistic. I don't really have anything against it. To me, I think if I'd rather live underneath a democratic socialist government than a Marxist one, purely Marxist one. Because at least right now, democratic socialism kind of like allows you to think outside the box for now. But then I kind of started, I read Glenn Beck's Overton Window. That's when I started getting into conservatism. Started, watching conservative commentators and all, and reading conservative blog posts and just researching the hell out of it. At first I thought, okay, this makes sense. But then it started to make sense. Nothing started to make sense when the whole thing with especially the hard right Christians. Those are the ones that kind of like push me off that path, thankfully. Because the hardcore Christians will say, you know, freedom of religion for all, freedom for everyone. But then when it comes to the public schools, they want 10 commandments up on the wall. They want the Bible as a textbook in classrooms. And they want evolution kicked out to the kicked out of the schools and creationism taught. And they want prayer in schools. Well, it's a public school. It's ran by the government. There is a clause, there is an amendment in the Constitution which states that government will not, you know, favor one religion over the other. And that is something that makes so much sense. But yet it goes over the heads of hardcore Christians. Because they just want their theocracy. They don't want any other religion out there. They want everyone to abide by the Christian religion. Once again, you got different flavors of Christianity, just like you had different flavors of Marxism. See where I'm going here? So you're going to have like this whole sectarian fight going on. Which brand of Christianity is going to be the top Christian faith in the nation? It's going to be Roman Catholic, Protestant, Lutheran, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness. Seriously. It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me where you can say you're all about freedom while you're talking about also subverting that freedom because of your Ten Commandments that says, thou shalt not have any other God before me. That's none of your business. That's not the business of government to get into people's personal lives into especially how they worship or how they not worship. That's none of your business. You need to all stay out of that. I don't agree with having atheists tell us what we can worship or what not to worship. And I don't agree with anyone else saying, be it Christian, pagan, Jew, Muslim. I don't agree with any of you having so much power to tell us how we can believe and how we can worship or not worship. That's all personal decision. So I started losing hope in conservatism and bringing me into a political ideology. And then I just started realizing, what's the point of having a political ideology? It just divides people too much. It is a pointless thing to have ask someone, what is your political ideology? What difference does it make? If you're a good human being that's going to treat me with respect, I don't give a damn about what your political ideology is. As long as you're going to be respectful of my rights, that's it. That's all I need to know. All these people who out there now who are like divided on the left and on the right, I just find that as nonsense. It's such pure, excuse the language, bullshit. It is. It's a big steaming pile of bullshit that just keeps people divided, not united, and keeps us distracted from, you know, what the government does. The government that wants to just control people. Control your thoughts, control what you believe. The government, it's good and not good in the same breath. It's good that it keeps everything from devolving into chaos and absolute anarchy. But it wants more power. It's not satisfied. The government is not satisfied. And this is for all governments all around the world. No government is satisfied with having too little power. So the idea of limited government, that's also a utopian idea. Because it'll never happen. Because right now we are so dependent on government for our welfare, for our healthcare right now, but now that's starting to go down the toilet too with the American Healthcare Act. But there's not much to say. Other than that, everyone thinking that they are right. Right thinks they're wrong. Right thinks they're right. and left thinks they're right, but they think each other is wrong. What if I told you they're both wrong and both right at the same time? Because both sides have good have their merits. You have like the, you know, on the left, you have the personal liberty. People within reason can live as they choose. They can be gay, straight, bi, polyamorous, monogamous. No one gives a shit. But when it comes to economic freedom, forget about it. Redistribution of wealth and all that fun Marxist stuff. And then on the right, you have, can't really have personal freedoms, even though they say they believe in personal freedoms. I mean, for example, you can't have an abortion. You can't worship that isn't a Judeo-Christian God. You can't protest against your country if it is doing something wrong. But then you have the economic freedom where you can make as much money as you want and keep that money, since it's also in line with keeping income taxes very, very low. But then you got that whole funding of the government thing. So both have their own good merits and their own bad merits. And not much for libertarianism, because I think they're too influenced by objectivist thought and philosophy. You know, Ayn Rand and her whole objectivist philosophy and her... There's just too many of those folks in libertarianism for me to say, yeah, I'm a libertarian. No. That shit's not happening. So, I'd rather just refer to myself as a centrist when people come up to me and ask me, what is my political ideology, if that ever happens. I really don't ever get that. But just in case, if anyone comes up and asks me what my political ideology is, I'm in the center. They ask me I'm a libertarian, nah, I'm just an in-the-center. Why do I have to have another title other than that? I'm stuck in between, or I guess I could call myself a fence-sitter. I'm sitting on a fence, one leg is dangling over to the right, and another leg is dangling over to the left. I really don't give a shit about labels. But we live in a society that loves labels. That's why we have so many problems. Basically, it's our labels, because we like to label ourselves like Republican, Democrat, Democratic Socialist, Communist, or Black, White, Hispanic, Asian. But none of that shit really matters, really. It's a label. It's not the sum of who you are. You're a human being. That's the only label that shit really matters. Human being. Two words. Because when, say, we do ever come in contact with extraterrestrial civilizations, they're going to look at us as human beings. You're not going to say, oh, are you a Democrat, a Republican, or you're a Zarnot, or whatever term they have for their own political parties. They're not going to care. What they're going to care about is if you're a good human being. That's all that matters. So, I hope that at least explains what the hell a non-aligned heathen is. I mean, this has been probably a big, giant, rambling mess, but this is my first podcast, and I have no clue how to conduct myself, other than trying to be courteous and try to explain things a little bit neater. Might think about that for the next episodes or podcast. Well, have a great day and hail to the old gods.